USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats introduced articles of impeachment accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. Republicans, meanwhile, blocked Democrats' first effort this week to remove the president from office, a unanimous consent resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove the president. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says President Trump needs to be impeached for a second time.
9 days is a long time for this president to do damage. He showed that on Wednesday, when we were going through what should have been an important historic but ceremonial process of counting the electors.
California Democrat Adam Schiff. The National Guard increasing the number of troops in Washington, D.C. to at least 10,000 by Saturday ahead of the inauguration, and acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf stepping down. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature. I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway. But as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States is at 40 straight days where more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital for COVID-19 treatment. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths are continuing to soar, and health officials are blaming it on holiday gatherings for millions of Americans. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert. He tells CBS News,
these random occurrences from the leak, in concert with the random movements, creates an unpredictable flow. Airflow on droplets can give these droplets superpowers, make them smaller and lighter, and keep them suspended in the air and potentially blow them around. And that's what we call aerosol generation.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has announced that he will designate Yemen-Iran-backed Houthi rebels as a foreign terrorist organization as time runs down on the Trump administration. The designation takes effect on January 19th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
New details continue to come out regarding the riots last week. New details continue to come out regarding the riots last week in Washington, D.C.
U.S. Capitol Police were warned about the possibility of violence on January 6th, according to a new report. NBC News reporting Sunday that the FBI and the New York Police Department sent information to Capitol Police about the possibility of violence during protests against the certification of the Electoral College vote. According to the report, the FBI had credible information that a number of people were headed to Washington with the intent to engage in violence. That contradicts previous statements that law enforcement didn't have any indication that violence was possible. So far, more than 60 people have been arrested in connection to the riot. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There is also a lot of concern regarding the upcoming inauguration. Ken Cuccinelli is the Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security. He says everything will be safe in Washington, D.C.
America can be very confident, and so can the president-elect and everybody who will be present that day. That will be a safe event from start to finish. And January 6th doesn't change that a bit. It may heighten a lot of people's attention, but we have been engaged with all of the law enforcement, including National Guard out of DOD.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.